This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Merivale, Trinidad and Tobago, and we're entering the last round of the tournament, and everyone's getting ready for the awards presentation for the juniors, which will happen in about an hour or so. While we're waiting, we have a little bit of time on our hands, and I have with me Gilles Suisse Panama from Martinique, and we'll conduct a very short interview here. First of all, tell us, how do you like the tournament so far?
For the moment, it's a good experience for me, and it's fine for me to be able to come so close to Martinique and at the same time to play such strong players.
How many players came from Martinique?
We came with a group of 7 persons, among 6 who take part in tournaments. 2 in the FIDE section and 4 young people from under 20, and they are doing well, quite well.
Okay, now I talked to you before we conducted this interview, and you told me about 2 specific players that are very strong. Could you tell us a little bit about who these players are?
Yes, these are namely Stéphane Milton and Slumi Norescal, and they are pupils that I know from 7 years. They started the club at about 7 and 8 years, and I'm leading the club, so I know them since the very beginning, and it's nice to see their evolution, and they're very promising, and my hope is that they're going to reach the title of Master or even Great Master. So we are looking forward to go to a tournament straight after this one, the French Championship, and I hope they will do well. Doing well into this.
So you're speaking about going to Europe in France, right?
Yes, we're going to France because we're part of Martinique, so we have a national championship there. There are different categories, and they'll take part in the 2 sections, B Open and A Open, which about 18,000 and 2,000, above 2,000.
So how often do you get a chance to play in France?
Well, in fact, it's open. Maybe it's a championship, but the different sections are open. And the national is there is a 12 leading player. The ELO is about 2,600. But to get there, we have to go by steps. So we have to participate. And we can participate because it's an open. It's about the French championship is about 1,000 players during 15 days. It's very interesting. But for people who cannot play, don't have a chance to play in French Championship, I advise them to go to Capelle-Lagrand in February, which is a very famous tournament with 600 players, about sometimes 100 Grandmaster, 200 Masters and federated players. It's very, very interesting, that tournament, and it's an advice if you can in Europe, in France, in February.
It's interesting you mentioned that. I believe Amon Simatowe played in that tournament, and I think you mentioned that you met him there?
Yes, this is where I met, not on the board. Unfortunately, I was not strong enough, but I met Amon Simatowe there, and this is where he talked me about the website.
Oh, so, the Chess Drum?
The Chess Drum website, of course.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about Martinique, the chess community there. Is it very active?
Yes, we are working hard to go abroad, to go in the Caribbean, of course, and we're looking forward to develop some kind of circuit between the different islands, Guadeloupe, Martinique, Trinidad, Curaçao, and so on, and Barbados, of course, and we are striving to organize things home and to go abroad. So it's some kind of expensive, but if we can develop, if we have good results, namely with the young players, I think we can be very, very attractive for European players, I think, or even America, because we never have guys from America.
Well, I would make sure that the Americans will know about your activities there. Have you ever played in the States?
Not yet. I've been in the play in the United States, but not already to play chess. And maybe if I get a little bit stronger, I'll try to get there. But unfortunately, for the moment, not really. In Europe, essentially, and in England once, twice.
Well, there's a tournament that a lot of players come to in America. It's called the World Open, and it's held in July, the first week of July, and it's a tournament that draws a lot of grandmasters. But I think you will make a good impression there if you do decide to play, so you might want to consider coming at some point in the future.
Okay, I think we can schedule this if we know it. From now, I'm already interested. So I think this year I'll program all the tournaments, and I'm looking forward to come, but not me alone, but we have a lot of friends, FIDE friends, and we are looking forward to make a lot of encounters, and we want to play chess anywhere. So I think in July, maybe next year.
Mm-hmm. Now, about yourself, you've been national champion how many times?
Actually, five times. Five.
What?
And it's not the end.
Not the end. But you have the challenges that you mentioned earlier.
Yes, I have. There is Lionel Medvedev, which is a young, talented player. He's very aggressive on this board, and if you don't calculate all the time, you can get caught. And this year, it happened. Nobody could reach him, and he had the title twice. But I'm working with my pupils for them to get this title too, because they are strong, and the more they'll be, the stronger they will be. They will become the stronger I'll become too, because I want them to catch me. So I want them to become very, very strong. Mm-hmm. And if I don't want to be beaten, I have to get even more stronger.
Right. You mentioned that you play in Europe and you played in England a couple of times. How often do you get a chance to play around the Caribbean?
In fact, in the Caribbean, if I knew the calendar, I think I would come much often. But when I play in Europe, in fact, it's because Martinique gave us the opportunity to go to France for championship when we win the championship. The chance for the first three players, or even more sometimes. So I use the flight ticket, and the championship takes place in the end of August, but I use the flight ticket to go from the very first of July to the very end of July, and normally I can make six tournaments in a row. They call me the goalkeeper, the key keeper. I mean, I go there, I play 60 games in a row, and most of the time it's more than 5 hours. So I always close the doors, because I stay there. I want to play. I play to tiredness. Yes. So it's a chance. So we use it to spend much of our time to make all the tournaments. And in France, for instance, it's easy to go from a tournament to another. And you can play easily there. And I think in Spain there is the same thing. In July and August you can make six tournaments in a row. Mm. And there are a lot of grandmasters from the East, and they like it too. It's very interesting.
So if you want to get a norm, that's probably a good place to be.
Yes. If you want to get norms and so on, you have to go to France. It's not easy, but you have a chance to try to make it. And Capella Grande is very interesting for this, but if you can make a lot of tournaments, it makes you stronger. The more you play, the stronger you become.
So what aspirations do you have as a prep player? Do you have aspirations of becoming international master or grandmaster?
Yeah. My name is we work for that. I mean, being grandmaster or even master, but for that we need to have a good training, but we need teachers too, because I have a lot of answers from which I cannot get answers, because we are alone in Martinique, and we had an experience this year with a grandmaster from France who came only 1 week, and he could give us answers indirect, and this was very, very interesting. And if we could have this at least for 1 month, and I think we can become really, really stronger. And it's an opportunity that can be brought, but money lacks. So, but I want to erase, and I want my children, my pupils, to do the same. So, I encourage them.
Now, tell us about Martinique. I hear it's a very nice island, and for those who didn't catch it, Martinique is a part of France, Overseas Department of France.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about France.
Martinique. Well, beautiful island, 4,100 inhabitants. And most of my colleagues in France tell me, why don't you come in France and live in France if you want to become a professional chess player, and so on. I say, okay, I want to practice home, and I want to go to your tournament in France because the weather is not the same. So our weather is fine, and I think if we can just have good trainers in Martinique and cooperate in the Caribbean, because the climate is very nice, we can be getting strong. But what lacks is competition, hard, tough competition most often. And if you can make this kind of circuit between the island, I think when we go to Europe, we can get good results. So Martinique is a wonderful place, beaches, mountains, and so on. And it's calm, and I like it. So
they would have to obviously work on their French, right?
Yes, of course. And okay, le français c'est une langue excellente. But it's true that if you can speak English, you can learn French quite easily if you come in Martinique, because they will translate for you and so on. How do I learn English? Most of my books, chess books, I have 200 books actually. Most of them are in English, so I already love English at school, and I keep on reading it in chess books. So this is why I can speak English. So if you can buy chess books in French, maybe you can improve your French.
Right.
So I have to mix the two passions.
That's actually a language that I studied during my graduate studies, but I think I've lost every bit but about a few words of it. However, in terms of the island of Martinique, what distinguishes it from the other Caribbean islands?
Okay, for instance, let's talk about chess. We cannot go to Olympiad because we are part of France. So, but I promise that there will be Martinican players in the Olympiad, but from the France Championship, which means that we will be on the top of the French players. So, what can distinguish it from the other island? The money. So we're part of Europe. In fact, it's Europe, but aside. So, and what? Some driving, left and well, in English influence maybe.
Okay.
And food, French gastronomy, and also local gastronomy.
A lot of baguettes and.
Yeah. But it's part of France. But in Martinique, you have spicy things, which is quite different. Here, I say, food is some kind of different too. Yes, mm-hmm. Not the English influence, but French influence, and also, I don't know, African influence, but spicy things, and we like good eating. And what I remarked too is the sport. We mix sports and cerebral. I mean, I think in Martinique we make in Guadeloupe too, we make much more sport than the other. I don't know, it's the first impression, but we mix. It's not the same sport.
Right.
Where you don't have, we have football, but not cricket.
Exactly. Now, on the French team, there was a Martinican, wasn't there a Martinican on the French national team?
Football?
On the, France football team?
Yeah, Thierry Henry, a lot of Martinican, yes.
Okay,
yeah. All right. Anelka and so on. And my club, my chess club has the name of a football club, is Arsenal, but from Martinique.
So, right. So you all have a chess league in Martinique?
Yes, I belong to a chess league in Martinique, and I have a chess club. I own a chess club in Martinique. And also, France Federation told me if I could make some kind of work in all the Caribbean island, but too many occupations, but it's an approach.
Okay, well, that's all the questions I have, and I'd like to thank you for this interview, and I'll let you know once I've prepared it, and it will be on the website for all to hear, even those back in Martinique.
Okay, thank you very much, and good luck. Keep on playing chess.
Okay, thank you. We're with Gilles Suisse, Panama, and we're signing off of the Chess Drum.